Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Harrell. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Ferraris. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Ferraris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Avila reaches third base with a triple. Harrell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Colavito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Colavito scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to home to get Landis. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan takes first base on ball four. Phillips moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ferreres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferreres hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferreres fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ferreres. Fox moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. Maris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson throws to second for 1, and Aparicio throws back to first, with Donovan covering, and Donovan drops the ball. Maris scores. Geiger moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Geiger scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Brown steals second. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Landis strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards second. Moran scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ferraris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferraris is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferraris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Harrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Donovan hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Fox reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Smith reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. Lawler goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferraris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donovan strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown strikes out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Jackson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Avila fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward pinch hits for Billy Harrell. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Ward reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Preston Ward. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Avila bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to third. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Hardy scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Minoso moves to second. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel now playing shortstop. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donovan is hit by the pitch. Phillips moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Donovan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Beard now playing left field. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger strikes out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Billy Moran. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.